You're
well,
not,
I'm not, like a 12-year-old, so they probably think I'm so young, but I'm actually not. I've graduated.
You graduated, and that's why I feel bad, because what's happening with your year now? Now that you're pretty much finished work, the studies.
Well, going into more school, but it's also online.
I know, but what aren't you getting that a normal high school graduate gets? Tell us.
I'm not getting prom, I'm not getting a graduation, and I'm not even getting a diploma.
How are you?
They're too cheap, so they want to email it to us and make us print it out on our own.
Which is terrible. And you also bought a prom dress.
I did.
So that's another bummer, and you're not going to have a boy come to the door with a corsage to pin it on your dress. So you, thanks to Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and the crooked gang at the top, you're not getting what every high school person looks forward to. Because let's face it, high school isn't always the greatest time for young people, is it?
No.
So At least there's this tiny little cherry.
It's been a rough 4 years.
Right, but at the end, at least you have something fun that you could have done. But thanks to these gangsters at the top, they have basically told you that humans are toxic to each other, and if you get too close, you'll end up dying.
Well, that's not true. And all I got was a pen and a cupcake.
All right, a pen and a cupcake. That was your graduation, and that looks like it's about it.
And it was made in China.
The pen was made in China. Well, everything is made in China. We don't make anything here. So what is your take on COVID? What do you know about corona/COVID on your own? And taking some of the information you hear from me on my radio broadcast, because you often sit near to me, What is your synthesized opinion? So you've got the official story here. You've got me blabbing into a mic over here. And you probably have an opinion somewhere in the middle.
I think they just wanted to change the world up a bit.
Okay, why would they want to do that?
So they can have order.
Order out of... Was there order before?
Well, yeah, but I think they want even more control.
More control. Control over what?
People.
Why would they want to do that?
So they can control us.
More control over us. Mm-hmm. How much more control do you think they want?
A lot more.
So how do you think they're going to control us in the future? What's your prediction? What's going to happen?
Well,
that's not happening now.
As someone who has read many different dystopian novels.
Okay, name a few.
Well, I've read The Giver and The Hunger Games, and I've sort of read Divergent, but it wasn't that good anyway.
Okay.
But I'm hoping it will be more like a Giver type of world.
What's in that book?
Well, The Giver is like a perfect society, but the thing is, they had no memories of the past, and there was no color, and you couldn't have any emotions, so I guess it wasn't that great. But
why didn't they have any memories of the past?
Because they didn't want people to experience these things that could lead to war and all that. But so you can't really feel anything. And there's one person in their society, so they each get a role when they turn 12, I think. So you get a job. So the main character, he's given the role of the giver, and that's only one person in the entire world.
And what does he give?
So the original giver trains him and gives him all the memories of the past, and he has to deal with all that, and it's very painful, but only one person can, but he realizes that his world is not so perfect after all, and then he runs to the border and releases all the memories to everyone, and I don't know what happens because he never goes back.
Now, where are we sitting right now?
We're sitting at the beach.
And what do you see?
I see clouds.
And?
Water.
You see any viruses?
No. Obviously you can't see a virus.
What? You can't see a virus?
No.
So if you can't see a virus, what does that...
You can feel it.
You can feel. I can't.
When it enters you, it makes you sick.
Okay, so you think a virus enters you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you would see God put your fingers in your eyes because bacteria. So.
Yeah, that's bacteria.
But I think virus is stronger than bacteria.
It's a strong bacteria.
So, yeah.
Did you know it's supposed to be 1/1000th the size of a bacteria?
I didn't know that.
You did know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, looking over this beautiful lake with the waves, I think maybe the waves will pick up on this audio. Do you see any viruses?
No. I just said you can't see it.
So without the media and the news telling us, does the world seem like such a bad place?
No.
How does it seem to you?
Well, I think it's 50-50. There are a lot of great things about this world, but there are also a lot of bad things.
Yeah, but right now, looking out, do you see any bad things?
Well, it looks like a storm's going to come, which is bad.
Well, that's just the circle of life.
Well,
that's just nature. That's going to refresh the ground, because right now we're parched.
Okay, then it's good.
But overall, life is pretty good.
Yes. Well, no.
Why do you say no?
And I got robbed in my senior year.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
Sucky.
But did nature have anything to do with that?
No. Just the government.